Welcome to our Digi Only. In case you are joining us either after we've recorded this or live, but you didn't catch the end of the radio portion of Wilde and Tausch, the Packers have suspended Jair Alexander one game for what they are calling conduct detrimental to the team. Brian Gutekunst making the announcement toward the end of our show this morning. Again, reading the quote in case you missed it. "The decision to suspend a player is never easy and not one we take lightly. Unfortunately, Jair's actions prior to the game in Carolina led us to take this step," Gutekunst said in a press release. "As an organization, we have an expectation that everyone puts the team first. While we are disappointed, we had a good conversation with Jair this morning and fully expect him to learn from this as we move forward together. We look forward to welcoming him back next week as he is a valued member of the team and will continue to be in the future." Tausch, your immediate reaction to this move and what Brian Gutekunst says in that statement.
Yeah, it was needed, and I know we had that discussion with Homer earlier. It was unprecedented. I've never seen that, and everybody understands there's a hierarchy in a locker room. You have your star quarterback, and guys that make the most money, they can get away with doing certain things. But it always has to be about the team, and especially on game days. And when you saw what unfolded, you can't let... What is the old saying, Jason? You get what you tolerate. How does that saying go again?
How many times do I have to do this for you? You've played for Mike McCarthy. He's the one who said it.
I know.
You get what you emphasize. You also get what you tolerate.
And if you tolerate stuff like this, other players are going to see it, and they're going to say, well, Jair was able to do that. Jair did this. So you have to put your foot in the ground and say enough. And it's on Jair now. I think this is bold. I wouldn't have minded if you suspended him the rest of the season.
That was going to be my follow-up question to you.
Yeah, I would have suspended him for the two games, and then if the Green Bay Packers make the playoffs, you look at it and say, well, maybe we do this, maybe we don't. But you needed to be punitive with your punishment, and there's nothing worse than being suspended and taken. When you're healthy and you can't play because of an action you did and you're letting your team down, hopefully that will snap you back in and say, what am I doing? My trajectory's not right. And that is what you hope Jair takes from this, and you hope he almost – it's a reset for his career because, that glory of that day – that we saw, and I found out it was Pittsburgh and not Minnesota, when he injured his shoulder. It's tough when you go through a big injury, and psychologically, it's tough to get back out there. He's had glimpses. We saw it last year against the Minnesota Vikings, being able to shut down JJ and gritty on him. Then you thought that was the new Jair, and then this season's been, it's just been a struggle. It's been, he's not communicating with his head coach, and we expect Jair, he is in that elevator stage of his career, where his talent and his moxie, all that stuff matches up, and he needs to be playing his best ball. Green Bay signed him to a big deal. The big part there is Goody made sure you sat down and had the expectations, and I just hope that this allows Jair to look at it and say, I want my career to go in a different direction. I don't want to be a malcontent and someone that is being a distraction and not helping my football team. I hope this is that moment that will be I'm going to do this moving forward so that I can be a great teammate and get the most out of my potential as a football player.
All right, that's cute. That's nice. That's Pollyanna-ish. What if it goes the other way? What if he doesn't take it that way?
You got to move on.
I mean, he is the highest paid corner in the league. He is a two-time All-Pro. And this is
the Packers can get out from under his contract.
Well, if you go by what the two prominent sites that track contracts have, you'd rather get out from under it a year from now. But you may not have a choice. My question is, that's great. Because somebody like you, if you did something knuckleheaded like this, which I don't think you would have, but let's say you did for argument's sake, What you just said is great. I would love for you to have that attitude. It's possible that that's not what his attitude will be. It'll be blank you. I don't know if we can swear on Digi only, so I'm not going to. Blank you. I'm done with you guys. And look, he wouldn't be the first one, right? Jalen Ramsey has bounced around. Remember Josh Norman? He was like the best corner in football for a while, and then he kind of went off the deep end a little bit. We've had the issue with could he play, could he not play. He's been practicing for 2 months, but didn't play until he was going to his hometown. Like, we have to at least recognize the possibility that he's not going to take this as a reset opportunity. He's going to take this as, oh, they just don't appreciate me, F them. Right?
Yeah, and you know what? If that's how he views this, it's time to move on. This is what you want to do as an organization, is you want to give second chances, but you have to see that changes are made to situations that aren't working for you as an organization. So you could be a talented player. Nobody is saying anything about Jair's great talent the last two seasons. They have not. We've said he's been injured. He hasn't played at the level that he's supposed to. He's getting paid a lot of money. So from the Packers' standpoint, this is real easy. You set a line in the sand, and you say, here you go. It's up to you now. You know, when we used to get fined, we'd say, it's not us as an organization fining you if you're overweight or if you're doing something wrong. You're fining yourself. Jair suspended himself. The Packers just went through and did it, and now here you go. You get an opportunity to showcase what you want to be about for the second half of your career. If you want to be a great player and try to be a Hall of Fame player and a DPOY and all the great stuff that when we signed you to this deal we expected, awesome. We're excited. And if you don't, we're going to move on. There's no more middle ground. We're not going to let this scenario just continue to play out where we don't know if you're going to play. We don't know this. We don't know what we're getting. This crystallizes what we're doing. And I think that's the best case scenario for both parties. And it's on Jair Alexander to say, this is the road I want to go down. And Jason, you're right. It could easily say, I don't want to be in Green Bay. I don't like the defensive coordinator. I don't like the way you guys do business. I don't like that I got this amount of guaranteed money. I don't want to play for you anymore. And then your answer is, if you have a big cap hit, yeah, it sucks. But you know what? You're going to move forward with guys that are going to be part of your program and building the team the way you want to build it. So that's the line in where Jair has to make the decision how he wants to address the second half of his career.
Look, I don't know if this is Goody or Matt. I would assume it's both of them in conjunction. But, you know, Homer was really, I thought, unfair on Matt LaFleur earlier in the show.
I would agree.
I think he was wrong. Again, what is he supposed to do? Go grab him by the collar while he's out there for the coin toss? This is what had to happen, and I applaud them for doing it because it's not easy to do with a star player. But this has been brewing, and Matt LaFleur, you have been able to see his frustration from time to time. But the bottom line is that Jair created this scenario, and to do this with a star player is really difficult, and I commend them for doing it. I just don't believe from his behavior this season that this is going to be, I need to hit the reset button. I need to get my blank together.
Well, what will then? If this
playing
doesn't
for someone
do it,
else.
What is
playing for someone else. That would be my prediction.
You think this is the end for Jair?
He has given me no reason to think, and of course Goody is going to say in his statement, hey, we had a good conversation, right? I mean, he's not going to say, well, we told Jair we were suspending him. He's a complete knob about it, and I don't think he's ever going to play for us again. Now, maybe they did have a good conversation. Yeah. But he has been a challenge. Like, he was not happy. I mean, Matt LaFleur did away with season-long captains because Za'Darius Smith got pissed and then Jair Alexander got pissed. Right? Mm-hmm. Which, again, this is the NFL. And it's a different league than you played in. Because you would have
totally
been disappointed
different.
If you weren't a captain. And then you would have said, well, so much for that. I got to go play anyway. And instead you go get diamond encrusted pendants and stuff.
Yeah, I think the big question out of this is going to be, can Jair humble himself and say, I was wrong, I didn't handle myself well, and I'm going to be different moving forward? Or is he going to say, blanket, I need to move on somewhere else? That's what today's decision did. And, yeah. Jason, it seems like you're – I have hope that Jair can look at this and
right.
say –
I hope you're right. I like him. I would like to see him stay.
Of course you do. You like everybody. But in this case, Jair's been a really good football player for this team. That's why you got the contract you did. And now you have a decision to make. Which way do you want to go? This is that line in the sand that I think they should have done probably earlier, so this scenario doesn't come up, but you did what you had to do, and now, Jair, it's on you to move forward.
All right, that's it for us and our digital-only version of the program, as this news broke right when our show was ending. Thanks for tuning in. Like, the timing could not have been worse for this, quite frankly.
That wasn't great. Although, for all of us that love adding a little digi content, it could have been
this is perfect
better.
For you. Exactly. Yep. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you the next time news breaks and we try to fix it digitally on our YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook streams.
Line in the sand day. See you guys.